A warning. This next story talks about sexual abuse. A teenage boy said that a female staffer at an Indiana youth treatment facility gave him lollipops, then engaged in physically intimate contact. More than a dozen similar incidents of abuse surfaced at Pierston Woods Academy in northern Indiana, but the state kept sending boys there anyway, according to a new investigation by the Indy Star and ProPublica. I spoke with the two reporters who worked on the story, Tony Cook and Emily Hopkins, to learn more. I want to start with Emily. Your investigation is centered around an organization called Lasting Change. What do we know about it?
So Lasting Change is a faith-based nonprofit organization based in northern Indiana. It manages several companies, including Pierston Woods Academy, which is a 48-bed residential facility that treats boys for substance abuse disorders and sexually harmful behaviors, and is the Indiana Department of Child Services' largest contractors. And the last thing to note here is that it is a deeply has some deep political connections in Indiana. Former vice president and Indiana governor is a supporter, has spoken at fundraisers for Lasting Change companies, and its current CEO, Tim Smith, is currently running for a Republican campaign for Congress.
And Tony, you've both spent months reporting the story. What prompted you to start looking into the specific facility, Pierston Woods Academy?
Yeah, I first heard about Lasting Change when it was lobbying at the State House for liability protections. And that's when we learned, primarily from information gathered as part of a lawsuit, that there were multiple allegations of sexual abuse there. And then Emily was pursuing a similar line of reporting, and so we decided to team up.
In your investigation, you found that the Department of Child Services didn't do enough to protect children, and it even continued to funnel millions of dollars despite evidence of abuse happening there. Emily, can you tell us more about how this happened?
What we found was that its internal policies, Pierston Woods' internal policies, instructed staff members to report allegations of abuse to supervisors before reporting it to DCS or to police. In some training materials that we obtained, it even showed a flow chart where an allegation of abuse would travel up the chain of command from direct care staff to the director of the facility, who would then determine if that was even worth reporting to DCS. So we found this policy, but we also found that DCS knew about this policy, had asked Pierston Woods to revise the policy, and approved a subsequent policy that included the same instructions to staff to report allegations to supervisors before the state or to police, which our experts have told us that that runs counter to the law, which says that you need to report allegations of abuse to DCS or police immediately. Even 4 hours is too long to wait in some cases.
We also obtained emails that show that DCS frequently screened out reports of abuse allegations that they received. So we found that there were like 17 reports from 2017 to 2021 that they screened out, which means they just didn't look into it. They didn't investigate it. And in at least two of those cases, the records indicated that DCS declined to look into allegations involving staff members at Pierston Woods who were later found either by a police investigation or a subsequent DCS investigation to have, in fact, abused residents.
The story includes many shocking and troubling details. What struck you the most while reporting this story?
For me, I think it's that you have a place that's supposed to provide, you know, a safe environment for vulnerable teenagers to get treatment that they need. And many of them have been abused themselves. And so to have them be victimized in a place like that is just really damaging, obviously. And it's a bad thing, not just for them, I think, but for society as a general, because, you know, the consequences of this could play out in any number of ways. And both the kids and society will probably pay for it for a long time.
Tony and Emily, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
That was reporters Tony Cook and Emily Hopkins. Their investigation was recently published in the Indy Star and ProPublica.